Secretary of State Hillary Clinton today defended the Obama administration's response to last year's deadly assault on a diplomatic post in Libya. Clinton appeared before committees of both the House and Senate, where Democrats defended the State Department's preparedness for attacks on its missions, and Republicans hammered away at what they consider a cover-up of what happened in the September assault that claimed the life of the U.S. Ambassador Christopher Stevens and three other Americans. In a morning session before a committee of the Senate, Clinton clashed with Wisconsin Republican Ronald Johnson, who accused the State Department of continuing to claim that the assault had begun as a protest demonstration when they should have known that it was a planned assault by heavily armed militants for which they were unprepared. Here's a portion of that exchange, which begins with Senator Johnson.
How many people were evacuated from Libya?
The numbers are a little bit hard to pin down because of our other friends, approximately 25 to 30.
Did anybody in the State Department talk to those folks very shortly afterwards?
There was discussion going on afterwards, but once the investigation started, the FBI spoke to them before we spoke to them. And so other than our people in Tripoli, which I think you're talking about Washington, right?
Yeah. The point I'm making is a very simple phone call to these individuals, I think, would have ascertained immediately that there was no protest prior to this. I mean, this attack started at 9:40 p.m. Benghazi time, and it was an assault. And I appreciate the fact that you called it an assault. But, I mean, I'm going back to then Ambassador Rice 5 days later going to the Sunday shows and what I would say purposefully misleading the American public.
Well,
why wasn't that known? And again, I appreciate the fact of the transparency of this hearing, but why weren't we transparent at that point in time?
Well, first of all, Senator, I would say that once the assault happened and once we got our people rescued and out, our most immediate concern was, number one, taking care of their injuries. As I said, I still have a DS agent at Walter Reed seriously injured. Getting them into Frankfurt, Ramstein to get taken care of. The FBI going over immediately to start talking to them. We did not think it was appropriate for us to talk to them before the FBI conducted their interviews. So, and we did not, I think this is accurate, sir, I certainly did not know of any reports that contradicted the talking points at the time that Ambassador Rice went on the TV shows. And, you know, I just want to say that, you know, people have accused Ambassador Rice and the administration of, you know, misleading Americans. I can say, trying to be in the middle of this and understanding what was going on, nothing could be further from the truth. Was information developing? Was the situation fluid? Would we reach conclusions later that weren't reached initially?
Madam Secretary, do you disagree with me that a simple phone call to those evacuees to determine what happened wouldn't have ascertained immediately that there was no protest? I mean, that was a piece of information that could have been easily obtained.
Well, but Senator,
within hours, if not days.
Senator, when you're in these positions, the last thing you want to do is interfere with any other process
that's a good excuse.
Number two, it's the fact. Number two, even today, there are questions being raised. Now, we have no doubt they were terrorists, they were militants, they attacked us, they killed our people. But what was going on and why they were doing what they were doing?
We were misled that there were supposedly protests and then something sprang out of that, an assault sprang out of that. And that was easily ascertained that was not the fact.
But the American
people could have known that within days, and they didn't know that.
With all due respect, the fact is we had four dead Americans. Was it because of a protest or was it because of guys out for a walk one night who decided they'd go kill some Americans? What difference at this point does it make? It is our job to figure out what happened and do everything we can to prevent it from ever happening again, Senator. Now, honestly, I will do my best to answer your questions about this, but the fact is that people were trying in real time to get to the best information. You know, to be clear, it is, from my perspective, less important today, looking backwards, as to why these militants decided they did it than to find them and bring them to justice, and then maybe we'll figure out what was going on in the meantime.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton appearing before a Senate committee looking into the September 2012 assault on a U.S. diplomatic post in Libya, an assault in which the U.S. ambassador to Libya and three other Americans were killed.